This is Voice of Indonesia with Newsline. Director General for ASEAN Cooperation at the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Sidarto Reza Suryodipuro, stated on Thursday the attendance of Indonesian Foreign Minister Sugiono at the ASEAN Foreign Ministers meeting reflects Indonesia's strong commitment to a peaceful, stable, and prosperous ASEAN region. Minister Sugiono is scheduled to attend the AMM, or ASEAN Foreign Ministers Meeting, in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, from July 8 to the 11th. Mount Dukono in North Halmahera Regency, North Maluku, erupted again at 7:34 a.m. Eastern Indonesia time on Friday. The height of the eruption column was observed to be about 1,000 meters above the peak. As quoted by RRI.co.id, Dukono Volcano Observation Officer Bambang Sugiono in his press release appealed to the local community and visitors not to carry out activities near the Malupang Warirang crater within a radius of 4 km because eruptions with volcanic ash occur periodically. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.
Apa bahagianya hatiku saat ku duduk berdua denganmu. Berjalan bersamamu, menarilah denganku. Namun bila hari ini adalah yang terakhir, namun ku tetap bahagia. Selalu kusyukuri, begitulah adanya. Namun bila kau ingin sendiri, cepat-cepatlah sampaikan kepadaku agar ku tak berharap dan buat kau bersedih. Sampaikan kepadaku agar ku tak berharap dan buat kau bersedih. Bila nanti saatnya telah tiba, tricot.
Voice of Indonesia.
Cantik
apa?
Ingin rasa hati berbisik.
Bisikin aja.
Melepas keresahan dirimu. Oh cantik.
Apa?
Bukan ku ingin mengganggumu, tapi apa arti merindu selalu.
Today's edition of Music Corner, I will present a song from Sugi Bornean. Sugi Bornean is an Indonesian indie pop music group that was formed in April 2019. This group consists of Fanny Sugiharto on the vocal, Aditya Ilyas on the guitar, and Bagas Prasetyo on the guitar. They have released a mini album titled Atma in 2020. One of their singles titled Asma Librasi was in second place on Spotify Weekly Top Songs Indonesia on October 7, 2022. The name Sugi is taken from the Javanese word Sugi, which means rich. Meanwhile, Bornean means Kalimantan, which is the hometown of the vocalist Fanny Sugiharto. The song entitled Asma Liberasi often appears on music platforms and becomes the sound video in TikTok or Instagram Reels. The song is their second single, which was released on July 21, 2019. Having a beautiful and poetic lyrics, this song tells about the sweet love of a couple who are having a more serious relationship because they can complete each other. Well, listener, here is Sugi Bornean with the song Asma Liberasi. Happy listening! Voice of Indonesia broadcast on RRI Digital application. On RRI Digital, you can also enjoy live broadcasts from all RRI stations in Indonesia. your favorite music playlist, inspiring podcasts, and the latest news videos. You can also interact through the like, comment, share, and live chat features. RRI Digital, one-stop entertainment and information. Download now on Google Play and the App Store.
RRI Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Here is keyword of the day. One who refuses finding new ways for their no longer productive works are like people squeezing straws for milk, a quote by Buya Hamka. Haji Abdul Malik Karim Amrullah, or known as Buya Hamka, was born in Batang River, West Sumatra, on February 17, 1908. He was known as a teacher, writer, historian, journalist, and politician with a great contribution to Indonesia. Buya Hamka's works include Falsafah Hidup, Lembaga Hidup, and The Sinking of Van der Wijk. That's quote of the day from Voice of Indonesia. VOA listener, Indonesia's tourism ministry has decided to step up supervision along Mount Rinjani hiking trail following a review of safety and supervision protocols with related parties. The review was prompted by the death of a Brazilian tourist while hiking on the trail. According to the ministry's deputy for destination and infrastructure development, Haryanto, Indonesia avoids this incident from recurring. The ministry will increase supervision and evaluation to ensure all tourism activities in extreme tourist attractions follow applicable regulations and standards. His ministry is coordinating with the Ministry of Forestry, the Search and Rescue Agency or Basarnas, and local governments to ensure safety supervision is tightened at all extreme tourist attractions, especially Mount Rinjani. The supervision of certified travel agents, tour operators, and tour guides should also be stepped up to improve the safety and security aspects at extreme tourist attractions. According to the official, the Tourism Ministry has also proposed the establishment of a rescue center and training for porters and mountain tour guides to build their rescue competencies.
Kau hadir merubah Coba untuk Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Mesmerizing getaway. A holy sanctuary. A captivating culture. Sublimely sacred. Yet also excitingly profane. The ultimate paradise. A luxurious escapade. Here you have some of the hippest spots on the planet. Release your inhibitions for an adventure of a lifetime. Whether you fancy the beach or golf, just love food served exotically. Or adrenaline rushes. Enjoy oases of tranquility. Where pampering is art perfected. Mysteriously festive. Tourism with its own history. Branded hospitality. The ultimate travel destination and more. Bali. Wonderful.
Indonesia.
Cruising when the sun goes down across the sea, searching for something inside of me. I will find all the lost pieces, heart will feel deep in real. I was blind but now I see. Hey, yeah, yeah, you're the one. Hey, yeah, yeah, you're the one. I can't leave.
You're the light that will keep me safe and warm. You're the one, yes, you're the one.
Like a sun goes down.
Coming from a black hole to the deepest ocean and highest mountain, deep and real, what you see now.
My Everything, and it's also the original soundtrack of an Indonesian film, Cinta Silver, released in 2005, back in 20 years, but the song remained ear-catching. If you consider Voice of Indonesia your everything, make sure you not only enjoy our program, but also send us feedback. How to send feedback to Voice of Indonesia? You can send email to voilisteners@gmail.com, voilisteners@gmail.com, or mention us, send a direct message to our social media Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, or Instagram at VOI_official. You can also text us on WhatsApp, +62821-2381-2130, +62821-2381-2130. Or also, you can send a message on the chat feature on RRI Digital mobile app. Just like our listener from India, we have Sri Bhagwan Sharma. He said that VOI Talk on Thursday talks about Indonesia and Pakistan football team. In connection with AFC Asia Cup, Indonesia may win in the match in Women's Football AFC Asia Cup. Thank you so much for the prayer, but unfortunately, Indonesia's women's national football team suffered a 0-2 defeat against Pakistan in their second match of Group D during the 2026 Women's Asian Cup qualifiers held in Tangerang on Wednesday, July 2nd. The loss was sealed in the first half by two goals from Pakistan, one by Nadia Khan and another by Suha Hirani. Following the result, Indonesia must win their final group stage match against Taiwan to have any chance of advancing. The match is scheduled for Saturday, July 5th, 2025 at 8 p.m. Western Indonesia time at the same stadium. Well, that's okay. I hope for another better match for Indonesia's women's national football team. May they will win in the next match. So to pump up the spirit of Indonesia's women's national football team in the 2026 Women's Asian Cup qualifiers, here is the song by Daniel Mananta featuring Maharashi and DJ Devina with Bendera or Flag. Enjoy.
Warna tulangku, merah putih benderaku. Hadir dari para pahlawan dengan tangan kosong. Lawan senjata, song-song. Penjajah, tolak, menyerah. Salah sendiri buat pejuangku marah. Oh, sekarang berbeda, Indonesia merdeka. Kau dan aku tak sama, jadi mengapa mesti tak senyawa? Ayo clubber, ayo dangdutter, juga penggemar Super Junior. Jangan cekcok, jangan bertengkar. Let's make love go for
merah putih.
Indonesia, hey! Semua tangan di atas dari Sabang sampai Merauke. Ini pop patriotik, bukan sekedar musik. Yang penting tetap asik, sik, 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 asik.
Every day I'm dangdutan.
It's time for us to become one. Kita berjuang dengan kata Indonesia trending topik dunia. Hingga tetes kalimat terakhir, perjuangan takkan berakhir. Kita kibarkan sang saka, kita bangkitkan bendera.
Merah putih teruslah kau berkibar. Di ujung tiang tertinggi, di Indonesia ku ini. Merah
Oh!
Voice of Indonesia.
When visiting the archipelago, the first thing that comes to mind is the cuisine. The Voice of Indonesia team on a visit to Natuna Riau Islands did not waste the opportunity by exploring the specialties of this northernmost region in Indonesia.
Selai, selai, ikan, selai.
Of the many typical Natuna foods, we were very interested in foods that are thought to have existed for hundreds of years, namely the tabel mando and kernas. At first glance, the shape resembles contemporary food, namely pizza and nugget, a typical food from Italy and America. When the Voice of Indonesia team tasted it, we immediately liked the taste, which is delicious, savory, and said to be very nutritious because the main ingredients are sagu and fresh sea fish, which have number one quality. The same thing was also expressed by a tourist from Jakarta, Yatno.
Delicious. The fish doesn't taste fishy.
More interestingly, this tabel mando and kernas snack does not exist in any area except in Natuna. We think that its taste is very good and able to go national and even international, beating pizza and nuggets, which have only been popular in Indonesia in the last few decades, while this Natuna specialty is believed to have existed for centuries. The Voice of Indonesia team searched for this delicious food maker by tracing from one resident's house to another around Ranai City, the capital of the Natuna district. According to information from a local resident, we met Juleha, 34 years old. There is something unique about this woman who has had 3 children. Because she is very famous as a maker of pizza and nuggets a la Natuna, Juleha is better known by the nickname Juve, reminiscent of the nickname of the famous Italian football club Juventus. When we met her, Juleha was frying the final stage of the process of making kernas before being served or ready to be consumed as a snack.
In the process of printing and while frying too.
Juleha said that she is able to make tabel mando and kernas because she got a recipe from her parents. This recipe has been passed down from generation to generation. Of the 6 siblings, her parents entrusted the recipe more to her because she is the only one who inherited the recipe for making tabel mando and kernas with details and how to make them, including the prohibitions and taboos that should not be done. According to Juleha, it's not because of belief or mystic, but it's rather to keep the taste itself. Because if prohibitions or taboos are violated, the tabel mandu and kernas will not turn out as desired, including destroying the shape and taste of both. According to Juleha, processing food made from sagu and fresh sea fish is not difficult. It only takes patience for perfect results. She briefly explained how to make the tabel mandu.
Sagunya kita ongsek dulu, agak-agak setengah masak gitu.
I roasted the sagu first. It was a bit half cooked, and then I combined it with other spices such as salad fish and garlic, shallots, which have been mashed. They are mixed into the grated coconut, immediately stirred together, and then stirred again with the roasted sagu.
Setelah itu.
Afterwards, the dough is made like a slab, covered, just to keep the heat low, so it doesn't cook all at once. So it cooks better, and the inside part is chewy like pizza.
Meanwhile, kernas, which has a texture similar to nuggets, is a mixture of white tuna and sagu. Uniquely, the sagu used is grain sagu instead of sagu flour. After the dough is molded and then fried, the black sagu grains like whole black pepper grains stand out, making the shape of the kernas more attractive and appetizing.
Pakainya ikan tuna. Ikan tuna itu...
The tuna used is tuna or white simbek fish.
Kita di Natuna itu simbek debet.
In Natuna it is called simbek debet.
Tulang-tulangnya bisa di.
The fish is clean, the bones removed, can be powdered or blended.
Seperti bawang putih saja ya.
Then there are other spices such as garlic, black pepper, and devil's chili pepper.
Terus bumbu mulainya tuh secukupnya.
Other spices are to taste according to needs and the manufacturing process. How about the sago grains are cooked first? Sago grains that have been cooked are then mixed with raw and whole grain sago.
The tabel mando and kernas are two of the many special Natuna specialties. These foods are served for daily meals such as for snacks, family meals, traditional and government events. Even it's so popular, the tabel mando and kernas also become souvenirs for tourists. According to head of the Natuna Tourism and Culture Office, Hardi Nancah, the tabel mando and kernas are superior culinary products from Natuna Regency, Riau Archipelago Province.
It doesn't exist anywhere else. So it's like nuggets, nuggets from Natuna from a long time ago.
Kemudian ada lagi tabel mando.
There is more tabel mando. Tabel mando is a Pizza Hut from Natuna. So it's not fish stock, but it's real fish meat. So the taste of the fish is great. It's eaten with sambal. So it's made specially. We can find it everywhere, such as in Jakarta. So it's frozen. There is no preservative at all.
Hardinansyah hopes that someday the tabel mando and kernas will be more popular than Western food, such as pizza and nuggets.
Open your eyes, open your mind. Feel the warmth, see the smiles. Kindness and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand and dance with me. A nation with a soul. Symphony of sight and sound. Across the beauty.
Listener, in the beginning of 2025, a research team of the Indonesian National Research and Innovation Agency, or BRIN, discovered a new species of blind cave fish called Barbodes clapanunggalensis. This new species was discovered near industrial and residential areas, meaning an undiscovered species might be living around us. So what we can do about it? Here is the opinion from Director of Secretariat of Scientific Authority for Biodiversity at National Research and Innovation Agency, Amir Hamidi.
Which economic sectors will grow in
the main role for protection of species is the people itself. So if the people around the area where the species occur notice and realize there is a species that living together with them, even species that has no name, and then this is very unique. For example, you think about the Barbodes new species from Kelapa Nunggal. The species is endemic. They are in the subterranean area. They have evolved in the different way with other terrestrial species. And of course, regarding the change of the environment that support them is really, really fragile for them to survive. And this message needs to be delivered to the people around them. And for example, if you use the water and then the water can go down, if it is polluted, probably can be affected to the species under the subterranean area that living in that ecosystem. We have to know when species have been discovered, there are lot of information need to be explored rather than finding new species, how they live there, the habitat, the reproductions, as well as the populations. So if all those information can be provided, then we know what is the advantage of species from the human beings. For example, Komodo dragon has been discovered in 1912. We don't know what the Komodo dragon has until in 2015, that the blood of Komodo dragon consists of some active material. So they have some material that really can be developed for material for antibacterial or antibiotic, something like that. So it has been almost 200 years after it has been discovered, or more than 100 years has been discovered. So yeah, it's finding new species is not simple. However, finding the utility of the new species is also need improvement from the perspective of science. So message from the people is protect the species around them, as well as telling them the existence of the species in the habitat is really needed, because there's a part of the ecosystem that has contribution to the stability of that ecosystem. Once the stability of the ecosystem disturbed, then human being can be affected. So this kind of the message needs to be delivered to the people around the area where the species has been found.
You can listen to the whole context and conversation on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, on this edition of Music Corner, we present a keroncong song entitled Untungnya Hidup Harus Tetap Berjalan, or Fortunately, Life Must Go On, by Mostly Keroncong. The song expresses someone's acceptance of a life journey that is not always easy, but she realizes there are always good things to be grateful for. The song was released in June 2024 and popularized by a singer from Surabaya, East Java, Bernadia Ripka. This song was created by Bernadia with Petra Sihombing. Well, listener, here is the keroncong version of Untungnya Hidup Harus Tetap Berjalan by Mostly Keroncong. Happy listening.
Persis setahun yang lalu, ku dijauhkan dari yang tak ditakdirkan untukku. Ragukan rencana Sang Maha Penentu. Apapun absurdnya,